Good night, Mrs. Calabash. Wherever you are.
Mighty fine.
Thank you. See, amongst the four of us, we remembered all of it. Maybe not at the same time.
Other questions?
A mandolin-related question? No.
Picks. I just got David to lay some of these on me.
Got the new dog picks. Mike and I use them. What do you use, Sam?
I use DeAndrea 0.96. It's not as heavy a gauge as some might use, but it's what used to be called heavy gauge. But it's a 0.96, so there's a little flexibility, and it's just a regular shaped guitar pick. But I use the round edges instead of the point, so I've actually got two different spots to wear out.
Yeah, but I mean, what does it say on the pick?
You know? This one is in honor of Charles Sawtelle. This is Sam Slade.
All right. The angle on these are pretty similar to the fat side of a Fender, actually. It's just triangular, but rounded.
Nice.
Mr.
What do you
Chris?
Use,
I use, I really like the Clayton three-sided.
Well, throw that away. Here, have a couple.
Thank you, dog.
You can see that David is the most enterprising mandolinist of them all.
I use dog picks. I use them for quite some time now. this is what I have been using previously and totally unsatisfied with is this this Clayton three-sided pick. It's I actually like the purple ones too, which is a 1.17. I really like that kit. No, it's a 1.14, which is
get it right.
It's awesome. It's kind of hard to find. I get them at Merle Fest every year.
Okay.
I also carry, just for good luck, an autographed Ace Frehley pick from Kiss.
Yeah!
As the only mandolin player that ever recorded with Kiss. Thank you.
Wow. I did not know that.
Oh, hey. The hits just keep on coming. Actually, I didn't meet him. I just overdubbed.
Yes, sir.
The question is, we're talking about rhythm chopping, and everybody makes a little bit of a different one. And the question was, when you do the follow through on this chop, am I using the right part of any part of my right hand? No, not really. I mean, the chop is really done with your left hand, and the difference between the way this sounds, where you're just holding the chord down, or that chop. And I just know, I mean, any of us that chop rhythm, we've been influenced by Bill Monroe. Maybe you haven't listened to Bill, but you listen to someone like David and I that, studied Bill an awful lot. And so if you chop the mandolin at all, you have been influenced by Bill. And there's many, we all kind of do it just a little different. And the way I like to do it is just sort of, you're actually sort of releasing the chord as you strike it. You're almost releasing it. And it varies the amount. You can do it more, to let more chord ring out. I like to personally kind of a snare drum effect. But it all comes directly from Bill Monroe. And I think Davey Dog's got a wonderful chop. Anything you could expound upon about that?
Well, not much. It really depends on what the song calls for. If you want a real... In a bluegrass band, the banjo can take up that part too. If you have too many people chopping on the backbeat, it's kind of starts sounding like a polka. Nothing wrong with polka now. But
not that
as long as you keep
that.
It on the banjo. But I think we're all just trying to sound like Bill Monroe.
I often wondered if Bill Monroe started doing it because his action got so high he couldn't press the chord down anymore.
Gotten into this thing John Hartford and Mike Seeger taught me, kind of an earlier rhythm style that's kind of like a four beat to the bar. It's not quite like swing though, so it just you know, I think it all depends on what complements the music. You should learn how to do a rhythm playing in a variety of ways.
Yeah, the only thing I would add is that, yeah, Bill Monroe created that chop, you know, and drove the bluegrass band and kind of created the rhythmic context for bluegrass to kind of grow out of. Previous to that, old-time country music didn't have quite that much drive. And then what Sam and David have done to that is kind of take it a step further in terms of integrating all the great drumming styles, whether it be swing or funk or jazz or pop music, because they all grew up, you know, listening to a lot of that music. So as mandolin players, we're basically drummers and snare drummers.
And guitar style. Actually, a lot of it comes from guitar, rhythm guitar players and swing and even funk, you know.
I've even listened to Bob Marley's rhythm guitar playing for as a way. I mean, it related to me the first time I heard reggae that you put the guitars in that. That just, you know, was the first thing that sounded almost like a mandolin chop to me. I got time for one more.
And now as we all listen to a lot of Latin music, that and all those percussion grooves start seeping their way in too. So it's all just kind of a continuum here.
I am going to have to ask if I could play one more because I need to go to the stage to prepare with Pepito Rowan for our crucial... No, you guys get to play longer. I just have to go plug in.
And, well, no, Pete asked us to play too.
Well, then...
he wants four mandolins.
You go and I'll stay. We were going to play reggae on the other stage. But before I... do get to play that one more tune.
What would you like to play?
It is such a pleasure to sit here with these fellas. It is amazing to hear them play.
Thank you, Sam.
I second that emotion.
Third,
I learn something every time I sit with them.
I owe all these cats a lot of money in royalties. That's all I can say.
This can be arranged.
Well, you know, this would be a good time to plug. Sam and Dave are going to be picking together at Rocky Cars, you know.
We hope to record a CD together someday. Dave got the title already. Now we need, you know, 14, 15 great tunes. But
hold on, we're strumming.
Sam and Dave.
Strong.
And the youngsters down here keep talking about doing something together. I think it'll happen. Chris and I are
making
noise anyway.
We better get after it.
Who's the other youngster, Mike?
Hurry up.
Yeah, who's the other youngster?
Hey.
We know who Chris is.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
We can burn one.
Well, we better play first, man.
What would you like to play, Samuel?
You want a good fiddle tune or
Dixie Hoedown? That's a good one.
All right. I like Dixie Hoedown.
Yeah. All right.
The three minor trips me out. I love that one.